Ah, Iowa. Beauty, sunshine, and lots of wide open spaces. Most of America doesn't know about how special the Hawkeye State really is. While lots of places in Iowa are truly fabulous, there are also cities here that kind of suck. The worst parts of Iowa. You know them when you see them. They're the parts of Iowa where you don't want to go, if you can help it. The goal today is to highlight the cities in Iowa that are the worst of them all. How do we do it? We measure the things most bad cities have. You know, where people are broke, where lots of people don't have a job, and where crime is higher than average. We even measured the public school education levels. Let's get started.
Shall we begin?
Our first stop on our unfavorable journey through Iowa starts in Clinton, just a short drive north of Davenport. What makes Clinton one of the lousier places to live in Iowa? Well, crime is the fifth highest in the state. And yeah, we're aware that crime in Iowa might be a meth head stealing a tractor or a bar fight, but a crime is a crime. Income levels are some of the lowest in the state in Clinton, and most opportunities are with two big factories in town. Outside of that, it's minimum wage city. Plus, because of the chemical plants in town, the place smells so bad you'll sometimes wonder if it's worth it. Is there anything good about Clinton? Well, they have a Flavor Flav's fried chicken, which might be the best fried chicken in the Midwest. And they have a baseball team here too. But the Lumber Kings haven't won a league title in like 25 years. South of Dubuque, down in Jackson County, is the boring city of Maquoketa. You know when you get there, when you see a car up on blocks. Maquoketa is the 14th worst place for crime, 7th in unemployment, and folks here are the poorest in the state. Now, we're not judging people because they're poor. We're saying living in a place where people struggle to make ends meet isn't necessarily the best place to live. What's good about Maquoketa? Someone's been selling these t-shirts online, so it can't be that bad here, can it? If you took your beat-up car along Route 20, eventually you'd come to Waterloo. Here, crime is the 7th highest in the state, and you'd have a 1 in 45 chance of being robbed yourself if you lived here. So it sounds like if you don't lock something up at night, it'll be gone by morning. In addition, 1 in 5 kids below the age of 18 lives below the poverty line, so it sounds like they're learning some bad habits, if you know what I mean. However, we have to mention that Waterloo has a ton of Redbox rental machines in town, where you can check out all the latest movies. Continuing our worst tour of Iowa, we come to Fort Dodge in Webster County in the middle part of the state. Sure, there's some friendly folks here, but it's not necessarily the place you'd want to live if you look at the numbers. You have a 1 in 24 chance of being the victim of a crime in Fort Dodge, and part of that's due to the fact that 20% of the population is a high school dropout. Factor in income levels that are toward the bottom of the state, and you've got trouble. Just look at the flats in Fort Dodge. Yuck. What's good about Fort Dodge? Well, they have a Target and an amusement park called Fort Frenzy, so at least there's that. And for some reason, Fort Dodge is one of the best places to catch Pokemon in central Iowa. Right along the Mississippi River is the city of Fort Madison, Iowa, where things aren't necessarily going swimmingly. The unemployment rate is the highest here of any other city in Iowa. Home values are just about as low as you'll see, which shows there's not a lot of demand to live here. And crime is the 11th highest in Iowa. And if you thought Maquoketa was dull and boring, Fort Madison is a real snooze fest. What's good about Fort Dodge? Well, it's home to a rodeo and a balloon fest, which is absolutely fabulous. We built this city. We built this city and now it sucks. Welcome to Centerville, Iowa, the fifth worst place to live in the state. What makes Centerville such a lousy place to live? Well, the job scene's bad. Not only are more than 6% of folks out of work here, but those who commute to a decent job have to drive to Ottumwa or even Des Moines to and from work every day. Yuck. In addition, income levels here are the fifth lowest in the state, and crime is just outside the top 10. What's good about Centerville? Well, based on the number of meth lab busts in Appanoose County, it sounds like you could make some extra money on the weekends. But be sure to save some for your friends in Iowa City and Olwine. They're always ready to buy. Where's the fourth worst place to live in Iowa? The people in Storm Lake won't be too happy to hear it, but it's you. While most Americans might know Storm Lake is home to Buena Vista University, folks in northeastern Iowa know it for what it really is. Crummy. 40% of the population here is a high school dropout, the schools suffer, and crime is in the top 10% in the state. Is there anything great about Storm Lake? Well, if you like Mexican food, they have more tacos per capita than practically anywhere else in Iowa. Way down on Route 34 is the city of Ottumwa. They call this place the video game capital of the world, but any way you spin it, this place is lousy. You have a 1 in 13 chance of being robbed here every year, which is really high for Iowa. Jobs are hard to come by. Ottumwa has the 5th highest unemployment rate in the state. Plus, the schools are the least funded in Iowa.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Not here. Ottumwa actually has one of the least number of sunny days in the state, too. The upside? Well, if you like to party, you'll love it here. Folks say Ottumwa has the highest bar-to-church ratio in the world. If you headed toward Illinois, the last place you'd come to before you crossed the Mississippi would be Keokuk, and you'd be scared. Keokuk has the second worst crime in all of Iowa, where statistically you have a 1 in 100 chance of being attacked, raped, or killed every year. This is Iowa, people! In addition, more than 6% of folks here are out of work, tied for the highest number in the state. What's positive about Keokuk? Well, they're one of the only places to have a tumbleweed sighting in the entire Midwest. And where's the worst city in Iowa? That would be Council Bluffs, hands down. One of a handful of Iowa cities that's really dangerous with a really bad economy. Council Bluffs has the fifth lowest funded schools, lots of home vacancies, and the absolute highest crime in the state of Iowa. If you wear the wrong hat in the wrong place in Council Bluffs, you're gonna get iced. So you better play it safe if you want to stay out of trouble. When you're in some of the worst Iowa communities, some parts might be hard to tell apart, but you can tell who's from Council Bluffs though. They're the ones with the 40, the pistol, the beat up car, and a pit bull. Other signs you're from Council Bluffs? The local subway's behind glass, they lock up the tide at your Walmart, and there's a DNA testing truck from Omaha on your block. If you don't live in Council Bluffs or any of the other Iowa cities we mentioned, you don't have it too badly. Congratulations.